You know, I just feel like Daniel must have felt, you know, looking at all those lions out there and wondering what the Lord was going to do. Let's just pray a moment, shall we? Lord, open our hearts to your truth. Not that we know your truth by our own acts, but by your Spirit. We would invite your Spirit to be the judge of what is true and what is right. We thank you for the time together, Lord. Reveal to our minds your truth. In Jesus' name we would pray. Amen. Well, you know, Pat went through a whole bunch of those things, but I liked the first thing he said. Proverbs 18:17 was the one I thought.
That's right.
The guy that gets there first is always the one that seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. Well, I want to examine what Pat has said. Now, let me state, first of all, the things that I believe are right down the road. What was the function of the law? In the New Testament, we say it was always to show how sinful we were. That no one keeps the law. Now, the Jews never kept the law. They got punished for not keeping it. They were God's people. They were supposed to be God's witnesses. But they were not. They disobeyed. They went astray. They refused to obey. I would talk more about the law, but we have some things to consider. You know, Luke 16:16-17, for instance. The law and the prophets were until John. Now, that sounds like what Pat would say. Were until John. John came, the Baptist, you know, doing baptism, but we learn later he was baptizing for repentance. He hadn't heard anything about the Holy Spirit coming. And a lot of the people that were interested in the way had never heard that there was a power. They were worshiping in repentance, but they never worshiped with power. Now, you know, I hate to agree, Pat, but the law has been done away. There's no doubt about it. It was done away a long time ago. It was done away by the people who were given it. It was done away by the people who followed them. It was done away before Jesus came. By the people. God presented them a form and showed them a mirror of their disobedience. We don't like to think that Jeremiah was right, that the heart of each of these wonderful people right in the front here is incredibly wicked. It is deceitful. And nobody can know it. That is a real indictment of what we can do on our own. Obedience to the law was never done. Now that the law is done away is obvious. If you do watch some of those other trashy things on TV, you can see that nobody's obeying. Now I'll have to tell you, when I landed a little after 4, way up in, what was the name of it, Sue? Hartford, yes. I landed in Hartford and came down. The speed limit said 65. Now, you know, we're Christians and we live above the law. I live above the law. I wanted to get here on time. Well, all the other people were living above the law, and so was I. This was civil law that I was disobeying. You know what I do? Just like every one of you, I'll bet. Any of you kids ever have a rule in the house? and you just went ahead and didn't do it? Never happens, right? You're all good children. You know that obedience to your parents is important. It's even in a commandment. I suppose, would you like to hear that it's done away? That all these commandments are done away. Obey your parents. Forget it. It's gone. It's gone. That you may live long and have a happy life. Obey your parents. Now, I would like the hands of everyone who has never disobeyed their parents to be raised. There's one. We know Bill. If he'd take his medication regularly, we wouldn't have this problem. Now, we ignore the law. We are sinful people. We can't keep any law perfectly. And the law was given to show us things like that. But here's a troublesome thing. It was Luke 16:16-17. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one tittle of the law to fail. That's an interesting little comment. Now, I'm not going to argue long about the law because Pat and I almost agree. The law was never intended to be obeyed. We learn in the New Testament that it was to be a mirror of our fallen nature. In Romans, and you mentioned some good things in Romans. I appreciate that. In Romans 3:31, do we make void the law through faith? No. We establish the law. Well, how does that relate to the law done away? Now, everyone here knows that it is illegal to murder. Everyone knows that it is illegal to divorce. Illegal. Yeah, the courts are full. I went to family court the other day. I thought there'd be just, you know, four or five people sitting there. The place was filled. People are getting divorced. They have to form a line to wait for the benches, to wait for the judge. The law is done away. Has been. Never obeyed. What about the law? You know, if something is included in the law that was before the law, what is its nature? Back to Genesis, right? I don't know if you remember, you're all too young to remember the controversy between the people who said these rocks are millions of years old and the people who say, we figured it out, those rocks can't be more than 5,000 or so years old because that's how long it was between the time God made the earth and the time that we are. And theologians parted company with other theologians. Then there came a theory that a day could mean an age, just like this is the day of Obama, the age that Obama is going to be our president. The argument was that the day and the age were the same. That didn't work. People proved that the rocks were ancient. And we had a Scopes trial in Illinois that said that science was right and ridiculed the Christians for believing that something like the universe could be created in 7 days. Just couldn't happen. It was a story, like other stories in Scripture. But what the Genesis chapter says is that the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, and he rested on it from all his labor. Was God tired? Did he get tired and he had to rest like I get tired and I have to rest? No. It was a creation. It was not a law at first. It was a creation. And it was a creation in time. Now, there's nothing wrong with worshiping on Sunday or Wednesday. But how did we get 7-day week? You know, that happens all through the world. A 7-day week. Why not a 10-day week? Why not a 15-day week or a 4-day week? What in the world made a 7-day week? We see a 7-day week, and in Europe, you know what they did? They cut off Sunday from the first day, and they put it on here, on the back, so that it reads Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sabbath, Sunday. So now it's the seventh day. They will do anything to avoid the Sabbath creation story and the Sabbath obligation. Now, the Jews never kept the Sabbath. They were accused of never keeping the Sabbath. The Gentiles were not keeping the Sabbath. They were keeping the day of Saturn. They were keeping the day of the sun. They were keeping the day of other gods. There was no culture ever that didn't keep days. But it was a 7-day cycle. For man, for beast, for everybody. The fact that it's universal today still echoes the creation. We can argue about which day is appropriate to worship on. I dare say that the Lord looks at that and says, it's about me, not about the day. Come on, give me a break. Worship me, don't worship the day. Worship me, don't worship the commandments. Worship me, don't worship the Bible. Worship me, don't worship the church. Our faith is not in the book. It is partly in the book. It is what gives us the guidance. We call it the handbook. Some of us call it the instruction manual. Some of it, you're right, Pat, is for us today. Some of it is ancient history. I don't know if you've ever given a sermon on the begats. Begat this and begat that and begat the other. That is just in there. So if you're in doubt about how Christ got to be included as the Son of David, how Christ got to be included as the promise, how Christ got to be promised through Isaiah the prophet. Now the law coming 430 years after the Sabbath did not negate the Sabbath. By law is the knowledge of sin. That's Romans 2 and 3, 19 and 20. Do we make void the law through faith? No. Establish. So we say, well, all of it comes down to this. I determine what law I will obey. You ever try to make somebody obey something? It's up to them, really. You can make them sorry they didn't do what you asked them. What about house rules? Make your bed. Didn't make it. I have problems with the kids in our church. They take the Frisbee out and they throw it around and then they forget to bring it in. My rule, you know, bring it in or it's not going to be out there anymore. Well, You know what? Frisbees were out there again last Sabbath. They forgot. Just like we all forget. Isn't that the best excuse you girls, you guys use? Oh, I forgot. Is it a better excuse? No, I don't think so. I use that often. You know. The other excuse that I think I use often, I love to read. So mom says, stop reading and help your dad. Justin, what? Oh, I didn't hear you. Well, it's true. We have two words. One old, which is hearken, and the new word is hear. You know, I didn't hear what you said. No, I heard it all right. I just didn't hearken. I didn't obey what was said. Now, there are laws that we keep. But you know what? We make that decision. We make the decision about which laws we keep. We say, well, I'm not under the law. Oh, yeah? Oh, folks. Pat. Oh, listen. If you think Seventh-day Baptists think they're obeying the law, you should have this book from my dad's grandfather. It's a great book. My son's, what did I say?
Your grandchildren's grandfather.
My grandchildren's grandfather, other grandfather. That's how it goes.
Can I have that?
I just gave it to
okay,
you, sir.
Not, thank
it's
you.
A gift.
Thank you.
Now, you don't have to live under that. It's just something that you should think about. Now, I learned something when I was worried about what Pat was going to say. There's a thing called positive law. Positive law is dependent on the will of God, whether it shall or shall not be. It's a commandment when it is not ceremonial. That is referring to Christ. Now, a lot of the ceremonies, of course, were reflecting Christ. I'm going to give these out to you. We're going to have a short intermission. Is there coffee?
After the next two speeches.
After the next two.
Patience will be tested for another
30 minutes.
30 more minutes. How many can do that? Come on. We can do it. We can do it. I'm going to pass these out. You can share them. I'm going to keep one because this is good stuff for later. You can look at them, but try to pay attention to Pat.